Welcome to the NLP UK Training Podcast. I'm Callie Fraser.
And I'm Steve Kay.
And today we're going to be talking about why we as an organisation have made the decision to turn all of our training to remote Teams training.
Unless a company wants us in-house.
Absolutely.
Which we do.
Yeah, we do that as well.
We mean the public courses, don't we?
Yeah, so we first did a remote course on Teams at the start of the pandemic in 2020. Before then, we'd been doing all of our training face-to-face. So we did training at Castle Donington in the Midlands, in Leeds, in Manchester, in Birmingham, and in London. So we'd be traveling all over the place delivering training. But obviously when the pandemic hit, we had to be more flexible. And that's one of the basic tenets of NLP, isn't it,
yeah, Steve? It's about flexibility.
Yeah, the more flexible our behaviour can be, the more options that we have. So we utilised Microsoft Teams, which at the time, functionality-wise, wasn't nearly as good as it is now. It's come a long way since then. But we chose that platform purely because of security aspects. So it's one of the most secure platforms, which is really key for training when you're doing something like this. It's also free. So you can get a free copy of Microsoft Teams. You don't have to pay for a subscription or anything like that. So we started doing the training right back in 2020.
April.
It was April, wasn't it? So it almost was. Straight away after the pandemic.
We finished off a course that started in March, mm-hmm. and we've been doing some leadership training on with the MOD and various other organisations using Teams. And one day they were coaching each other in their own rooms. And you said, when are we going to get the practitioner back up and running again? I said, I suppose when the hotel's open and the office can open, blah, blah, blah. And you said, I think we can do it like this. And that's when the conversation started.
Absolutely. And just a quick caveat, there's a big difference between an online NLP course and a remote NLP course. So an online course would be simply kind of webinar type format with no interaction between the participants and the trainer, or even between the participants. When you're training remotely, it is absolutely no different from being in the same room as someone. So when we start a training day, we don't think of it as a meeting. We think about it as, right, we're going into the training room.
Yeah, we don't call it a call.
No, absolutely. So it's training. So basically, everyone has the cameras on. Everyone has the mics on. Everyone can ask questions. We love getting questions.
If dogs come in, yeah. Puppies, cats, children,
absolutely.
They're all welcome. Because it all adds to the environment, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
If a little toddler comes in going, where's my this or where's my that? And daddy has to go off and help for a couple of minutes, then
that's all cool.
Everybody joins in, don't they?
And 100%.
There's a warmth there that you wouldn't get normally.
And I think that's one of the reasons why people kind of opt for the remote courses, because especially people with young families, you know, they don't have to leave their families for seven nights in a hotel and have the expense of a hotel and have the expense of traveling and the inconvenience. They're in their own environments that they're really comfortable with, and they can still commit to doing their family stuff. Just like when you go to work, you come back at 5 o'clock and you're with your family.
But some people have done the... Some people have done, because we have done some training in rooms where, as I say, you can smell things like coffee and people and stuff. And then we have a training room where you can't. And we've had people coming on, master practitioner, who've done training with us a few years ago, or training with us this year and last year, where we were still running the odd face-to-face in Castle Donington or Manchester. And the quality of the delegate's ability has been identical.
Yeah.
You know, the people who've done it on Teams have been able to do a swish or do limiting belief change or do timeline therapy or whatever, if they've done it in a training room with us, or if they've done it on Teams, there's been no difference at all. The only difference we might see is if someone's been back and assisted and called us up and said, can I come and do some assisting with you? Because it's on Teams, so it's easy. We've got one lady from Edinburgh called Karen.
I think she's assisted on about six practitioners so
back.
Far.
She keeps coming back and doing, because it's easy. She's got two young children, single mum. She can opt out at 20 past three when they come home, make sure they've got, you know, drink and something, and then she's back in. So,
and the thing is, technology has really developed. So with a platform like Microsoft Teams, we can actually shift people into breakout rooms, either in pairs or in groups, and then we can come into those breakout rooms and assist and help people with any of the activities. So it's exactly the same as it would be on a face-to-face course, where you'd go off into another room and have a coaching session with someone, or go off into another room and do a submodalities limiting belief change. And Steve and I will dip in and out of those rooms throughout the course to give support and to assess your progress and to make sure that you're actually at the required standard, because that's really important, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, it is. It is. So it is interesting, though, because I have had people saying, well, it won't be the same. We've had some learning development managers who, in the early days, who were furloughed, have said, yeah, but it won't be the same. We tried doing some coaching, a coaching program for a day on Zoom, and it just wasn't the same. And I said, but probably it's because the trainers aren't used to doing it. Whereas we've done everything for 6 months while you've been on furlough. We've been working nearly every day, most days of the week, doing this kind of thing. So we're used to doing it. I think the other thing, advantage we had was your partner, Matt, who's an expert on Teams.
He is.
And I think if you were a company that didn't have that level of expertise, it'd be much harder. So to be fair to us, we have had a big advantage with that.
We have. And I think it's about understanding how to utilize technology. And the great thing is, when our delegates come on our remote courses, they're not just getting the NLP practitioner or master practitioner or leadership course, but they're also getting a masterclass in how to do NLP and coaching via a remote platform. And that gives them real confidence. You know, I work, some of my clients are all over the world. I work with a company in the States that I do leadership training with. I have coaching clients in the States and beyond. So I've been used to doing this. So I can pass on some of that knowledge and expertise. And people say, oh, well, you know, you can't read someone's body language on Teams. Of course you can. It's absolutely no different. Yes, you might have a smaller frame, but actually that makes you even more acutely aware of their body language.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there are people at two kind of, I don't like the word extremes, but there's two ends of a scale. So there's people who love it and find it easier and actually prefer it, and other people who have never experienced it or not had a good experience. And we had a guy who came on a couple of years ago, HR director for a large company, and he was doing an RLM7 deployment with somebody else. And he couldn't believe what it was like with us, because we were just so natural and we treated it like a training room. And we're having a laugh with people and it was fun, and we have, you know, good connection. And you can get good connection, whether it be, you know, on a screen or whether it's, you know, sat. We had another guy called Steve, actually, said to me, he was on Master Practitioner, but he'd done Practitioner at Castle Donington. He said, actually, I prefer it on Teams because I can see more faces.
Yeah.
Whereas if I'm in a room, and we have it third style in a room, so that people are looking at the trainer, I can see more faces this way. He said, I actually prefer it. And someone else, quite a few women have said, oh, it's more intimate. I feel more intimate doing timeline therapy
Yeah.
in a room at home with one other person than I do if I'm in a room where lots of people are walking through,
Absolutely.
or even though we had separate rooms for people for timeline.
And I think one of the key things that we do extremely well is our ratio of student to trainer. So both Steve and I are on every practitioner and every master practitioner. So we co-train both programs. And the maximum number of delegates that we have on any program is 12. So that's a 1-to-6 ratio of trainer to delegate, which means that we can give you lots and lots of one-to-one help. You know, like I said before, we're jumping in and out of the breakout rooms so that we can give you that support. You know, we don't do massive programs with 100 people on where you never actually get to have a conversation with us. You will get to know Steve and I very well during your practitioner or master practitioner courses with us, and we'll get to know you well too. And that's a key thing. You know, if we can work together to get you the best outcome that you could possibly want from your course, that's a win for us.
And after as well. I mean, we have a WhatsApp group for each cohort. But also this month, I've had 4 separate coaching conversations. Sorry, conversations with people on teams, individuals who've done practitioner and just want a little bit of advice.
Yeah, likewise, I have as well. I've got another call on Monday with someone that did master practitioner with us quite a while ago that just wants a quick refresher on something. So Steve and I are not the kind of trainers that once you've done the course, we wave you off into the sunset. Once you've done a course with us, if you want us, you've got us for life.
And I remember when we were doing the very first master practitioner, we had to do the first master practitioner. I think it was May 2020. And we did it on Teams 5 days. And one of the women said, what will you do if we've got to do the second part, if we're still locked down for the second part? Because we've got hypnosis. And I just said, just pick a spot. And you may notice your eyes blink once or twice before closing altogether. And she went into a deep state of relaxation. So I carried on. And then we were like, we couldn't nudge each other because we were both on the screen. Like, this works. We can do it. And so, you know, we can do loads of trance work. And what you were saying earlier on about giving delegates confidence, it's also given delegates confidence of setting up their own coaching.
Yes.
Or they've been coaches for a long time to actually work this way themselves. And they can suddenly realize that, well, actually, I can do my business now because I've proved to myself that I can do the change work on Teams or Zoom or whatever they want to use.
So, guys, if you'd like a little bit more information about what we do and how we do it, get in touch with us at NLP UK Training. Lovely to see you all today, and we'll see you next time.